Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing the WandaVision trailer number 2, released at the Disney Investor Day 2020. All that and more out of the set we have no control over.
You said that so fast, I didn't even understand it. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And over here, running the live chat and just generally on our producer duties, we have Ashley Coffin. How you doing, Ashley?
Hey, super good. In my producer chair with my hat on. Let's do this.
All right. I like it. Well,
got your hat on.
I like it. Well, we're about to get into the show here. We're going to run down this trailer. First off, just as a bit of news, since it's so timely, today they announced Marvel Legends, Marvel Studios' show called Legends that's going to be coming out. Did you hear about this, Jeff?
I have heard about this. It seems to be one of those like, here's what's happened for this character, and honestly, yeah. It seems like something that we should be hosting.
Yeah.
But, we haven't answered the call, I guess. Or they haven't called.
Yeah. They need it.
I don't know. I'm feeling a little left out in the cold by
Did you send Feige Marvel. The right number?
I don't know that I sent him the right number, to be honest. Man, I always thought that they just heard you say it. It's 573-CAST-MCU.
That's true. So I think this show seems like a great idea because the first one is coming out January 8th, I believe it said, which is a week before WandaVision, and they're doing the first 2 episodes, which are going to be Wanda and Vision. And it sounds like what they're doing is they're recapping their stories, which I love this idea. They're going to recap their stories from beginning to end as a cohesive story, which I love the idea. We've even done a little bit of that as a cast where we've tried to talk about the overarching thing of like, what did Tony go through? What did Cap go through between these movies? And I love the idea that they're like going to be doing that on a Marvel show. That sounds real cool.
Yeah. If you think about it, this has been going for 12 years now. So there's like 12 years of content there's the 23 movies and a whole bunch of content to get through. If somebody wants to catch up on like, why this person exists, where they came from, what their origin, what made them think this, and where they are then, and all of that stuff that they have to get through. There's a bunch. So
for sure,
it's logical to bring on new people in this easy way like this.
Yeah, well, when you say 12 years, the thing it makes me think is there are 12-year-olds who would love this show but may have never seen a Marvel thing. You know what I mean? There's 12-year-olds who may have like pulled this up because they like Star Wars, and now there's a Marvel thing, and they're going to be like, hey, a week before this show, here's a full breakdown of who these characters are so you can jump in. And it's like a last time. It's literally they're making a show that is the Marvel last time on, but it's like going to cover in such a vast way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is super cool.
It's that exactly.
Yeah.
Like last time we joined our heroes.
Yeah, at least that's our assumptions. We're still getting there. We haven't obviously seen it yet, but that's not why we're here right now. That's not why we're here, Jeff.
We're here to talk about that trailer that dropped for those heroes that we're going to get a recap on. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't need the recap. I don't need it. I know everything about them.
Oh yeah. All right. Well, we're gonna watch it real quick, and then we're going to jump into the full. The full thing or whatever, I guess. So here
is the full thing.
The full thing. Here we go. Man, that looks so good.
The tone on that is so different from anything that we've seen. It's so off-putting how just like happy-go-lucky and plucky it is.
Yeah, it really
is. Or at least that trailer.
Well, and that song particularly. But it's happy-go-lucky, but it also seems like there's a note of real seriousness around them, like saving this place, which is the thing. I mentioned it, I think, yesterday or a couple days ago on the cast, where the idea that stands out to me in this trailer is the idea that they have to save their home, which they're calling this their home, which makes me think like Wanda is now going to be fighting against the people who are trying to stop her from creating a weird alternate reality, which basically puts her in the shoes of a villain, but like the very most like empathetic villain or sympathetic villain we've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's kind of accidentally becoming a villain again, or accidental bad guy, so to speak. Again. In Civil War, she did the lifting Rumlow up and he exploded, and you know, the Wakandans were killed in that outreach program or whatever in the embassy. But now it's like it's not her doing the wrong thing in the field that's causing people harm. It's just like, or well, we're not sure. But my assumption is that it's just her brain going haywire on overdrive because she's lost so much and she's dealing with that loss. Because that's what it was in the comics, you know?
Right.
It's just like everybody in her sphere in this area around her is just like caught in it.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I am super pumped for this, and I have no idea what a lot of it means, but it just seems like a real like study in style too. Like it seems like it's really going to be a deliberate, like different kind of thing than Marvel's ever done, and it just seems so cool, you know?
Yeah, I like that they're making a TV show, but it's not just a TV show that they're making. Like they're making this TV show that is also connected to this gigantic, you know, 23 movie universe that they have created, but also influences that 23 movie universe that, you know, influences it going forward and influences that movie verse. And it's not just that they're making a TV show that exists in that world. They're riffing on every other form of television in the past. Like, the style and tone of these other shows is apparent in this trailer. And like, obviously you can see that there are parts where they go away from that to where it's just like, you know, the normal, this is our home, let's fight for it. You know, the standard, I don't want to say standard, but the normal way of Marvel, you know, heroes are in a conflict.
The characters come in as their selves instead of,
right,
you know, as some weird version of themselves from the 70s or black and white or whatever. Well, I feel like, you know, yesterday we planned on doing a short cast with Loki, and it ended up being incredibly long because there was so much in there. I feel like there's not a lot of new information in this trailer. I mean, there's like that shot of the Mind Stone. There's this them talking about saving their home. But other than that, seems pretty straightforward, but we're still going to do this kind of shot by shot breakdown of this thing and see, maybe we'll find something interesting that, I don't know. You guys in the chat watching live with us, let us know what you guys think, if you see anything we don't. Also, if you're listening to this in the audio version, which up until last week was the only version, we are doing this on Twitch live, and it is available on YouTube. The same day the podcast drops, it drops on YouTube, so you can watch us. You can watch along with us and actually see the frames frame by frame that we're watching as we talk about it, if you would like. So youtube.com/strandedpanda.
Hey, Jeff, somewhere in the Earth 616, didn't Scarlet Witch become the Sorcerer Supreme? Didn't Doctor Strange train her to become the Sorcerer Supreme?
I don't remember.
I kind of remember that comic line because I know when they announced that she was going to be in Multiverse of Madness, I really wasn't that surprised. Hmm. But I'll have to look into it. That's what I'll do now. Producer work.
Do that producer work.
Do that producer work. I love it. okay. Getting into the frame by frame. Are you ready, Jeff?
Maybe.
Okay. Yes. All right. Yeah. All right. Well, too late. We're in
I don't
this.
Know if I'm ever really ready, but we're here.
All right. We open on a house with a nice picket fence, very classic 50s house. Have you ever seen Little Shop of Horrors?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite musicals of all time.
This is the house at the end, right?
This is the house at the end, like 100%, right?
Yep. I mean, it's also like every house from, you know, 50s and 60s television. You know, it's all of them. It's all of the houses.
Yeah, and going along with the theme, there is... Oh, wait, what is that? That's just the windows. Where? I thought that looked like words. You see what I'm saying? It looked like it was spelling words right there. But it's just the windows turning sideways. Okay.
Well, look at the... No, that's flowers.
Right? Like, yeah, like...
Look at the way the flowers are arranging. They're words. Mephisto is talking to us in our minds.
I know, right? Anyway, so it's, we're seeing it through a TV, basically. And the TV is warping and staticking out. And then it kind of lands on just a classic TV look that... and we see Agatha Harkness talking with Wanda. Just like... I feel like that we're at the point in the process where they're not wanting to give much away. So like, I don't see nearly as much like background stuff. She's defending herself to Agatha Harkness that she is married. She's married to a human man.
To a human man. I find it interesting though, that there's this sequence where she's like, what are you doing? You know, clamoring around or whatever it was that she said. You know, what are you doing in this big old house all by yourself? And she looks at her hand and she doesn't have a ring. It's like, it's almost like this is the beginning of the nightmare.
Yeah, I agree.
And she has not yet manifested vision in this reality yet.
That's possible. Or she hasn't started covering her tracks yet. You see the brooch that she's wearing?
Agatha?
Yeah.
This is Agnes. Agnes is her name.
Enhance.
It's Agatha.
Enhance.
Yeah. Enhance. Oh, right, we're going to do a pixel by pixel breakdown.
All right. So I have zoomed in as far as I can zoom. And we have, it looks like a Reaper over the top of that. Like a, it could be Grim Reaper. And it looks like three figures on her brooch.
Oh, snap.
You seeing this? I mean,
yeah.
Three figures, that to me ties into possible Living Tribunal, as we've talked about.
No.
There's also a Reaper sickle.
Agatha was like the conduit for Mephisto. And Mephisto's energy is what created the twins, Wanda's kids.
Okay. Interesting. Right. But what does that mean? Oh, you mean like the three figures, two of them might be the kids? Is that what you're getting at?
Yes. Yeah. The two figures might be the kids. And the third one could be Death, Mephisto, whatever you want to call it.
Some sort of devil dude.
Yeah. Some sort of devil dude. But like, she could be doing the whole, you know, babysitting the existence of thing before the reaping, you know,
Okay. Whatever
the case.
And I'm realizing now that I've zoomed in on her breast for far too long. So we're going to zoom back out.
No, man, it's good.
We're going to zoom back out. But this is the kind of stuff. Oh, and I'm just realizing zooming out that this is in 4:3. Like old television. It's not widescreen.
Yeah.
I hadn't noticed that yet.
Yeah.
So okay. Anything else in this shot? I feel like we need to like break it down even further than normal. Because
I think that brooch might be the same that she has in comics. Let me look.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Or should I call on producer Ashley to do that?
Yeah.
Already on it.
I love it. Girl in the chair.
Girl in the chair.
So we have these vines in the background of the shot of Wanda. It's like with three fruit on the vines. I don't know. Don't know if that means anything. Just trying to be exhaustive here, you know.
Her brooch is round, but it looks more like an obsidian black round brooch with a silver lining, but it is exactly the same shape.
Okay.
Ooh.
That's cool. That's a cool little Easter egg there.
It's also very witchy and old. It does look very like, since she's supposed to be a witch from Salem, something that somebody back then would have. Yeah, it looks
exactly like that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
And if he, you know, he's dead, so the reaping thing kind of makes sense for her being joke later.
That's true.
I don't understand. He's dead?
I don't understand.
But I see him on screen.
Spoiler alert.
Why does the Reaper represent death? I don't get it. No, that's a good
call.
Maybe
we should watch that Legends thing.
Yeah, I think me and you need it.
Yeah.
So looking at the looking at the next shot is Vision shows up, the human man that she's married to.
Human man with no ears.
My favorite thing about this is the little Easter egg that his tie appears to be circuitry. See that? Like, it looks like little circuits. I don't know. Or am I reading too much?
Oh, yeah, it does. It does look... I mean, I think that you're equating it to it, but it's... I can see the inspiration.
Yeah, it's like inspired by little circuits.
I like it.
Yeah, me too.
It's not really clear on my screen. Does he have the Mind Stone on his noggin? In that shot?
Sorry, I just realized that...
I mean, it looks like he's got gem.
It does look like he has a gem, and I'm assuming, let's see.
I mean, the Mind Stone is what she knows, you know?
Right. So she would, if she's creating him, maybe she would create him with one, which that's the thing. Is she recreating the Mind Stone when she creates him? That's the question we all have. And, yeah, to me, it looks like that stone is intact.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Sorry, good. I just tried to... Oh, I can just do this. Boom. Boom. Oh, that's cool. Okay. Sorry, I'm learning how to navigate this enhanced software so that we can go through this
training. Enhance. You don't just click the enhance button?
I don't. You know, it's way more complicated than that. I have like a little toggle thing and the thing. Okay, anyway. That's neither here nor there. So,
all right,
we have,
so let's go for it a bit.
Yep.
I love the, when she does the ring motion, like, and she, you know, just, it's almost like the Bewitched bit where she's just like, boop, and it's there.
Oh yeah.
And it looks like the camera freezes and they like put the ring on, then it goes back to it the same way that Bewitched did.
Well,
where it's just like, everybody was like, freeze. Okay. Thing change. All right, let's go.
Oh yeah. It's awesome. They look like they legit used old forms of, special effects for all this stuff, including that we saw in another trailer where the bottle floated. And I think that's so cool. All right.
Yeah.
We have a drone shot that would never be in a 50s TV show.
Yeah, right.
Like they can afford them helicopters.
I want to think that the shape of that cul-de-sac and the driveways means something. You know?
I want to feel like everything means something is what you're saying.
I mean, that's a very peculiar shape.
You know, it just looks like a cul-de-sac, but I mean, it's possible. It's like, again, we get this theme of three going on. There's three figures on her thing, the Living Tribunal from the Loki trailer. There's three houses on this cul-de-sac, and they look very evenly spaced out or whatnot. So you could be onto something. I'm telling you,
man,
it means something.
It's...
And she's
all connected,
magicking the dishes, but still like drying them slowly with a towel. I feel like if you're magicking, like just blink them dry, right?
Yeah. Just pull the water off of them. Like if you can levitate things, just levitate the water off of the dish.
You know more about computers than me. His tie here, is that some sort of computer type symbol? That almost looks like little dots. I don't know. It all just looks sort of digital. He looks kind of digital. Like all his little tie, his ties look digital.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say probably. It's probably related to some sort of circuitry from that time period, though. Like the time period that they are in.
Oh, that'd be neat. She catches the kiss. So he's leaving.
It's so cute.
It's just super cute 50s, you know, 50s.
I don't know why he threw a kiss so like over her shoulder. He needs to work on his aim.
I know that took some effort to catch. You'd think his robot. I love this. Like
you think his targeting would be great.
I love them going from like really silly special effects to like, well, I guess again, this might be that same special effect. You see this frame to frame thing where the beds combine. So they go.
Yeah. It doesn't look like the beds just slide together. It looks like they merge into one.
Right. They do. So she uses her powers to bring the beds together and they merge into one bed. But again, it doesn't look like some sort of fancy CGI thing. It looks like they did the thing you were just talking about. See, even the lighting changes slightly. You can see there's light on the bedpost there wasn't before. See the shadows. So it's like, again, they're using that same sort of like older technology where they probably like had everybody freeze, they moved, and then they had them come. Yeah, even like you can see, watch this, the lamp moves with it. Wait, does the lamp go all the way? Oh, yeah, the lamp slides all the way across the room with it. Never mind. Okay, so it's neat that they're using like period special effects. I love that Vision has a sleep mask so much. Like, way more than I should. Can you
turn your eyes off?
Vision has a sleep mask on his head.
Like it's also odd that Vision sleeps.
Not if he's a human man, she's imagining.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's a human man. Right.
Sleep masks forever.
Sleep masks forever.
I can't live without my sleep mask. You should see me on an airplane.
Oh, man. I bet.
In the comics, there was the 2016 Vision comic. The Vision family actually like does this. They do a thing that's similar to sleep at night, and they're like shut down and process the events of the day as they go, or like as they happened or whatever. And they're like, in this way, we dream. And I'm like, no, you're a robot.
No, stop being so robot. Yeah, man. Okay, so getting back to this frame by frame, we got just more of them living in the 50s. Not really a whole lot going on in these shots. I think that it does seem like their style. I mean, even looking at his like, to me, circles are more organic than squares, if that makes sense. And like on her side, she's got circle pillows, and on his side, there's this square pillow with lots of squares on it. I don't know. It just feels like they're doing some of that stuff on purpose. Like around him feels less organic than around her. It's just neat.
That's fair.
Then we finally get our first dose of color introduced.
You think they're going to do a Pleasantville sort of thing?
Not in the same way, because in Pleasantville, it was like as someone got corrupted, they changed colors into color. And this, it seems like, right. Or like,
it was true love.
No, I understand. But according to the town as they got corrupted. Sorry, I took away the wrong message from that movie. I was on the town people side in that movie.
That's fair.
It's a different time in my life.
It makes sense. It was.
And
need to revisit it.
We get our first look at the baby bump as they're standing
I didn't even realize.
They're standing in their room, and the camera swirls around Wanda as color is introduced into the world, and it sort of sparkles across the screen, and Vision's face is already in color. So I'm guessing that's one of the first things that will be in color is Vision's face, because it looks like he's already solidly in color.
Yeah.
And then,
but it's not his clothes though, or his hands.
No, just his face. I'm guessing they'll like kiss or something, and you know, true love. And he definitely has the Mind Stone.
Yeah. Pleasantville.
Yeah. This is Pleasantville, the series.
Yep.
And now we have, now they're in the '70s. It appears, or is this sixties or seventies? I think Brady Bunch. This is Brady Bunch.
Yeah. This is Brady Bunch.
Yeah. They're like in a Brady Bunch house, and she's still doing her witch thing of, you know, vacuuming without using her
running
hands.
Running the vacuum without. Yeah.
It's cute.
Well, I mean, look at how preggo she is. Like, you would not want to be up and vacuuming. If you could run it by yourself, like remotely, like, of course you would.
I am burdened with glamorous purpose.
I noticed in this part of the trailer, whenever she says, we just don't know what to expect, the music has a shift there. It goes from the happy-go-lucky, plucky, you know, 50s, 60s music to more of a mystical thriller almost, where it's it kind of almost feels like horror genre type music, where you're not sure what's going on.
Yeah.
And then like they're dancing happily here, but the music is so like jarring.
It's disconcerting for sure.
Yeah. It puts me at unease.
And so I guess she's pregnant really early in the series, or at least early in this like travel through time, because I didn't notice in that first shot earlier until now, but she's pregnant in that almost that first or like that second scene. It's shown in the trailer, and then this, she's wearing a big baggy dress. She must be pregnant there too.
Must be. Either that or she just gave birth.
Do you think she's just going to snap herself into pregnancy? The kind of way that she made the ring appear? Like, say they just had that one night where they pushed the beds together, and then the next day she's like, guess what?
It is Disney. It is Disney.
I mean, in the comics, she just kind of wills the children into being, right?
Yeah, for sure. I have a feeling the children will be a result of their love. It would feel weird to me if she does it similarly to, because she puts the ring on because she feels pressure from society, like they're going to figure her out. And if it was the similar thing where they're like, why haven't you guys had kids yet? And she's like, like,
I am pregnant. What? Yeah.
It's definitely something people say when you're a married couple with no kids.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly. She's trying to conform.
Yeah. I love Vision's dancing so freaking much.
Yeah. I love that he doesn't do the robot.
I also love that he doesn't do the robot.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Moving forward on this here, there's a person chasing a dog out of a house. We can't see who it is, but I think it might be Agatha. I feel like we see her in that same outfit later. She's in like a workout outfit or something.
Yeah. If I recall correctly, she does have a dog.
Yeah.
In comics. No, she's got a cat. It's a black cat.
Okay.
Duh. Which,
that makes sense.
It's her familiar. Duh.
Yeah, duh.
It's her familiar.
Not familiar Dingus. To me. Okay, so next we get the house, and she's running out of the house. Look over here at the top left of the screen.
The power wheels?
Yeah. Oh, is that a power wheels? Okay, gotcha. I thought that was a mower, and it was one of those new ones that, like, doesn't require a person. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, like the
self-driving mowers.
The Roomba for outside.
Yeah, exactly. Those are neat.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's probably a power wheels. Then the next shot is a mobile with butterflies on it, and they become real.
They become real. Fiction becomes real.
Yeah. But the big headline here is it's over a crib. So we've seen a crib in a previous trailer, too, but it looks like this crib is... The crib is alive.
Oh my God, she's got quite the face there.
Yes, she does. It's a great face. I don't see a problem.
Yep. And he's got his hand to her belly, obviously feeling the kicking. Mm-hmm. And it's probably super fast kicking, you know, because one of them's a speedster.
I hope not for her sake. I hope that develops later.
Yeah.
And in an Ant-Man reference, there's orange slices. Clearly an Ant-Man reference.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, we got Agatha here riding a bicycle because my little pretty, I'll get you and your dogs too.
The witch symbolism is like all over the place on her.
Well, even on her skirt there, it says there are W's everywhere. So I don't know if that's...
That necklace is exactly the one that she's wearing, too. It's the black with the silver around it, it looks like.
Nice. And yes, I think it's the same one that we saw earlier as well. It's just you can't see the symbol. Yeah, that's the same one.
Yeah,
I think
it's just shifting. Like, it's the constant on her, and it's just shifting for the fashion.
Which makes me think it might be sort of like Doctor Strange has. That might be one of the sources of her power or something like that. Enhance. I do feel a little uncomfortable. The only thing I've enhanced is Agatha's breasts. That feels a little weird.
No, we're looking at her brooch. What are you watching?
You're looking at her brooch. I get it. Sorry.
Get your head in the game.
I'll allow it. I'm the lady and I allow it.
I allow it. Yeah, it's cool. The lady said it's fine.
But it is the same one. You could see the Reaper on it.
Yep,
and there it is again.
A couple shots later as well. When she's hanging out with this fella. A couple of shots later, it's her hanging out with a black man in very like cool 70s style. I love the very specific, particular goatee and afro that he's wearing. Super awesome.
Yep.
And she, yeah, they, yeah, I love it. I just love the style. I love all. We're gonna need Ashley to do all of our hair research for this.
Yep. Monica Rambeau.
Oh yeah, Monica Rambeau shows up at the door, and she says, "What are you doing here?" Doesn't she?
Oh no, it's "Hey Wanda, how you doing?" And Wanda's like, "Who are you?" And she says, "I don't know," and has that look of terror. Hmm. But then it flips to everything is fine, and
right as if she's the glitch fixing her or something.
Yeah, it's like it's kind of like the program is going sideways, and like, oh crap, we got to fix it on the fly. That's so.
Now this has me looking at all the necklaces. Like, do anybody recognize this symbol?
Yeah, right.
Like, she's got a symbol. It looks like almost. Oh shit! It's a sword. She's a sword agent. Yes. I called it on the last episode.
Yes.
That's totally a sword.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Look at that sword.
Can't see it very good.
That is a sword.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yep.
She's a sword agent.
She's a
Holy
sword
shit.
Agent. I called it last
good
time.
Good call.
And she has a sword necklace. F yeah.
Wow.
If you're not watching this on the video, guys, you're missing out. I'm enhancing the shit out of this thing. Enhance.
Nice.
Enhance. Yeah. Woo. She's a sword agent. Sorry if we spoil that, but yeah, she's totally a sword agent.
It's all in the hair
Not sorry.
And the jewelry.
Yeah, it is all in the hair and the jewelry. I'd like to see, I wonder if she's in any shots later and if we can see if she has something similar on later, just like Agatha does. And now Wanda's not wearing it. I'm really curious about if anybody else is wearing a necklace.
Yeah, right? Like, look at everyone's jewelry. That's the telltale sign.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Agatha with some sort of three-figured sickle, and we have Monica with a sword.
So the shot that we're seeing, like after the text and the big overhead shot of the town or the forest or whatever, it looks like it's the frame of a house and like modular pieces come up over that. But that reminds me a lot of the barf technology where there were like generic pieces in the room and things got cast over it to make it that memory.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it does kind of look like that. And I think this is moving into Modern Family, I believe is the show this is. Aping. Right.
Looks like Roseanne.
You think that's Roseanne? No.
Look at that old lamp over the table.
That house is way
too. Oh, yeah.
That's maybe.
And the flannel.
Well, the flannel.
Yeah, this is the 90s.
I wonder if she's changing from Roseanne to something else, because maybe she and that lamp are still Roseanne, but like the rest of that house is way too nice for Roseanne. That's like the thing about Roseanne is it's like a really shitty house. Like that's the whole, they're like the only truly middle-class family in all of television.
Well, it's kind of reminiscent of like Home Improvement and like Family Matters, I think is what.
Yeah, what was the one where that guy lived out in the van? He was like the cousin, and it was
Step by Step.
Step by Step. Yeah.
Yeah. See, the thing is, it depends on how much they're doing here, because this is also shot like modern television, like Modern Family specifically. At least in the 50s stuff, they're shooting it and using all the special effects to be similar to old style television. And if they're doing that with this, does not look like Roseanne. Roseanne, like everything's a wide shot. It's all shot on a soundstage kind of thing. This looks a lot.
I think the flannel, though, but it's a very open concept kitchen.
Yeah, well,
theirs kind of was.
That outfit is something that the mom from Modern Family would wear. She often is a little disheveled. And
Claire? Yeah. Claire was always hot.
She's always hot, but she when she's hanging at the house, Claire wears that. Claire would totally wear that at the house.
Do you remember the the shot of Wanda in her Halloween costume where she's in front of the stairs? And we were thinking that looks a lot like the stairs in Modern Family.
Yes.
Like that same stairwell is back there in that shot.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, that's part of the reason I'm thinking that, is we have talked about it before. But yeah, I may be wrong. So then we jump to Vision in a Vision costume. He's in a Vision Halloween costume that looks like Vision from the comics, which is super fun that they're going with that. Love it. I love it.
That's a solid throwback.
Yeah, really great. And this is one of the creepiest shots, and something new we haven't seen in a previous trailer is that he stops while he's on this trick-or-treating with some kids, and he looks over at a family who's decorating for Halloween, which why are they decorating for Halloween on Halloween? I don't know. But the lady who is stringing it up is doing it sort of robotically while she has a tear streaming down her face. You see that?
Oh,
I had, wow, okay. I hadn't seen it until now that we're doing this frame by frame, because it's only three frames. That's why. But when it jumps to her face, right. when it jumps to her face, let me enhance. She has a tear rolling down her cheek.
Good call.
Yeah. So that makes me think that, like, you know, we talk about her seeming like a villain. If she's building this world and trapping humans in it that aren't enjoying their time here, I mean, even if she's trapping humans there,
forcing them to live a life
for her. Yeah. They're just forcing a whole town to live for her, man. That's interesting.
Oh man. Can you bump back to when Vision was walking in the street?
Yeah.
The Halloween costume.
I sure can.
Because I don't think it looked like he was walking with any kids, like specifically beside or keeping an eye on any individual kids. It looks like he's just walking down the middle of the street.
Yeah, no, I agree. It looks like he's in a pack of a bunch of children, but none of them are exactly with him. He's just like the weird adult strolling. Of course, he was born yesterday. I mean, at this point, it's a lot of yesterdays, but it was, you know, fairly recently he was born. Also, just to add to the creepiness here, I know it's Halloween, but there are three skeletons over here on the left.
Yeah, always three.
And this is not three.
Always three.
This is not three, but over here on the right-hand side, there's like a little ghost seance thing happening, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like five ghosts.
It is Halloween, so, you know, this could just be Halloween decorations, but I feel like things mean things on this show.
There's so much to unpack here. Yeah, and the yellow eyes at the end of the street. It's probably just house lights, but it's yellow eyes.
Yeah, it definitely looks like yellow eyes. I'm with you. It's a Halloween shot. Could be anything. The lady crying, though, I feel like that's very much deliberate.
Yeah.
And she glitches there at the end. I'm really curious about this clock. She's staring very closely at this clock, and it makes me wonder.
Wanda is
staring at some sort of clock.
Why is the number 6 missing from that clock? And then it goes 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14. That's weird.
Because that's how clocks are. When there's something under it, you don't need the 6 there. You know the 6 is there.
But then why do they need the 12?
Yeah, it is a little strange that only 6 is missing. And then this, I don't know what this number at the bottom. I'm guessing that's actually the radio or something at the bottom, like the radio stations.
6, yep. Like 666, because she's a witch.
Because she's a witch. She's a witch. Okay, so that is that was Agatha standing over a clock, and it seems that...
Well, I think that was where we heard Wanda, who's doing this to you.
That's right. The radio is talking to her. Thank you. I'm bad at remembering what happens in the audio.
Yeah. The audio along with this would be like...
And it cuts to show who is talking to her, and it's a guy in a beekeeper suit for some reason.
It might be who's talking to her.
Yeah, I agree. But I think it's supposed to look like a hazmat suit, maybe. But that's definitely a beekeeper suit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which makes me think that is not the shot that actually they cut to when she hears someone talking in the show. Which I'm assuming now is Sword. Now I feel like it's absolutely confirmed with that that we kind of knew it was going to be Sword talking to her, but now like Monica Rambeau is Sword, we're pretty certain. So this is where it really turns sort of, the trailer gets a little darker. Just lots of shots of close-ups of Elizabeth Olsen's scared face.
And then there's that looks like the barrier.
Yeah, it does.
Of the bubble.
Yeah.
You know, flickering.
The very obscured shot of the barrier of the bubble, it appears. And there's a figure walking into the frame. You see there's a hand walking into the frame.
Yep. There's a hand walking into frame.
Yes. Using its fingers, it's walking into frame.
Yeah, it's the thing from Adam's family.
And then it cuts to Agatha, and Agatha, I think, talking to Wanda. I forget what they're saying.
Isn't that where she says, are you here to help us?
Possibly. And I think that's the thing. I think this whole thing is going to be about us being on Wanda's side because she's Wanda, but then slowly realizing like Wanda is using her mind powers to keep everybody, you know, captured.
Well, like what if that's Agatha talking to somebody who has ventured into the bubble or come to an area where she's like by herself away from Wanda control for a second. And she says, are you here to help us? To save our town.
Oh, this is a little wider. It looks a little almost like a person is walking through. See this? Oh, here it is. Okay, frame. Ooh, look at that. Look at that. You would have never found without frame by frame. That's a single frame image of a female figure walking into the barrier. Look at that.
Yep.
And she's carrying something, yep. It looks like.
Ghost.
Look at that. Enhance. So there's a figure. Looks like they might be carrying a duffel bag, possibly.
Yeah.
Walking in, which makes me think another agent or a sword agent, possibly Monica. This may be where Monica joins the situation.
The fray.
Yeah. Man, that is
really interesting.
Yeah. Really cool. Huh. Really cool that we can see that in the frame by frame, but we couldn't see it otherwise. It shows up one more time. So it shows up, disappears, then shows up again. Right there.
And if you look at the bubble, looks like it's retracting to allow that person to walk through, right?
It does, yeah.
Like it looks like it's pulling back to let that person come through.
Or at least like emanating energy or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's the thing. So it shows that lady, or it shows like a female figure here, right? It looks like a female figure carrying a duffel bag is what it looks like to me. And yep. It looks like she's just holding one arm out and has one arm down. But then this next shot almost looks like two figures. Like, see there.
So, like, maybe she's holding a kid's hand?
Possibly. I thought it looked like two heads up tall, like one here and one here. And, like, arms here and here. But I don't know. That is interesting and crazy to, like, get into and try to see what's going on. We get a shot of Agatha, all upset, saying, are you here to help us? And Wanda doesn't know. Wanda looks confused. What is Wanda here for? And then it cuts to her just, like, enjoying life with Vision and all the different time periods.
What does that, trophy say?
Oh, enhance. Enhance, I say.
The trophy says enhance.
That would be the creepiest thing I'd ever found if, like, we zoom in and it said it's enhance.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think the trophy is going to be readable, unfortunately. Let's see.
Enhance!
I know. I enhanced and everything. All right. Yeah, there's not really a frame where... Oh, that's the best frame. And that's, from this distance, that's the best we got.
Yeah. Damn.
Not enhanceable. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Commissioner.
You let me down.
I'm sorry, Commissioner.
It's okay. I'll just focus on Vision's top hat.
I don't like let the criminals get away, but I think this one's going to get away from us. It does kind of look like he has something on his top. Well, no, that's just a rim, looks like. Again,
yeah,
like
it's all, just a band on the top
all
hat.
All squares. He's all squares and stripes. All like sort of non-organic shapes. I think that's such a cool detail.
But what about the earth tones right there that he's wearing?
Well, he's wearing lots of tones. I'm talking about shapes. He's all hard corners and lines.
And they're about to tip that swing set over. Those things are not stable.
That is truth. True facts. Jeff's spitting true facts. Yep, so that's, again, it's showing all the different time periods when they're having fun together. It's Wanda and Vision. He's dipping her in a dancing move, and he's got a top hat on. And then you've got Wanda and Vision
holding hands and swinging.
Holding
on
hands
swings.
And swinging and laughing.
And then military vehicles.
And then it cuts to military vehicles. So... I feel like the show is going to be interesting, but I kind of feel bad that we kind of already know what's going on because I feel like the show is going to be like seem like such a happy tale with these like vehicles coming in, looking all evil, but we know menacing. That like they're just trying to stop her from doing whatever she's doing, you know? And this is the shot. Probably. This is the shot that gets me. Oh, look at that.
Where she flies.
Mm-hmm. That looks real cool. She's like sweatpantsed up, but flying using her Wanda powers. Yep. It looks like some vehicles are coming in, and this is where Vision and her are standing in the street, and Vision says, well, it's our home, we're going to defend it, or whatever.
Let's fight for it.
And then it looks like they fly out. And then we get a shot of Agent, I can't remember his name.
Agent Jimmy Woo.
Agent Jimmy Woo. I love Agent Jimmy Woo from Ant-Man. Running at, and we can't see it, but it looks, I'm guessing that's a sword jacket.
He was in, or is that was just FBI? FBI or was he CIA?
I think there's an FBI on his jacket there. Yeah.
FBI. Oh yeah. He's FBI. Yep.
Okay. So he's FBI. They're running at something.
Oh shit.
What is that?
This is a red bubble. Wanda's powers are always red.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that's something to
always
do.
Red.
I'm guessing red. That's what the bubble looks like from the outside. If I had to guess, because that's where all these vehicles are.
Could be.
What is that?
Plus,
what is on the helicopter there? That O. You see that O? Oh my goodness! It's Oprah.
It looks like a seal of a department, like a departmental seal, like government helicopter.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. It looks like an O to me, but it could just
enhance, man.
I know it's too not enhanceable.
Darcy,
I didn't see Darcy when I watched this before. She's only in like four frames, but there's Darcy.
Oh, so do you think they called her because Wanda's creating all that red around the bubble that she made, and they're like, this looks like some weird stuff that you scienced before. Why don't you come?
Yeah, basically.
I think it has something to do with her creating this pocket universe, which like they're doing all this like travel. She's dealt with all this stuff about traveling, and like they remember the what's the thing they called it, the convergence in Dark World, or where the different realms line up. Like they've dealt with this kind of science for sure.
Yeah, but she's a poli-sci major, like.
Not anymore. She was a poli-sci major. Then she worked with Jane. And then the next movie, she had a intern of her own.
She had her own intern, yeah.
And was doing this kind of work. And then we
with the blue gem?
It's a blue gem that explodes into a yellow gem. If I had to guess, that's the staff, right?
Oh, yeah. The scepter was blue and then had a yellow gem inside.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm assuming that's what that is.
Okay, yeah, that tracks. That tracks.
And maybe they're having a vision of what happened. Like she's remembering the history. Yeah, it looks like it's in a blue thing. It shatters.
Yeah.
And it becomes the Mind Stone.
But like, wait.
Okay.
Look at Wanda. Look at Wanda's face right there.
Yeah.
She looks gaunt.
Yeah, she looks gaunt. Her eyes are all messed up.
Maybe it's when she got her powers, like, or maybe it was when they volunteered to get the experiment done.
Oh, good
call. That looks like what that is.
That's a really good call, because she has a lot more history with the Mind Stone than just Vision. I keep forgetting that, but yeah, like this is
part of her power set. Yeah, the staff is what gave them their powers, the miracles.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. And look, yeah, she looks like her eyes look crazy.
The dark eyes.
Really,
like she's been experimented on over and over and over again.
Yeah. Or I bet this is her remembering the truth. Like this is her remembering what actually happened, not what she dreamed happened. Oh, look at her. She's crying as she's watching the blue stone burst into the yellow stone, and the yellow stone seems to disperse. And then it's the yellow stone again, and then it explodes.
Oh, wait, go back to that explosion. That looks like that's in a house.
Yeah, I agree.
That looks like it's in their house. So, do you think at this point she's trying to recreate Vision and like trying to form the stone back together and then it blows up in her face?
I don't know. Possibly. Ooh. Possibly. And then it's the two of them walking to the window together and looking out at the world. Holding hands, goes back to 4x3 and goes back to everything glitching out and it being an old-timey TV.
Pop back to where we see Vision through the window.
Okay.
And let's look at the reflection in the window.
Oh, interesting.
Keep rolling back. You see the... It almost looks like that that bubble glitchiness.
Yeah, I agree.
Is
I wonder if the people outside found a way to shrink the bubble or something. Like, she's had this whole town.
Oh, like they're collapsing the reality.
Yeah, it's collapsing in on her. Or it's getting close to their actual house.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's going to be really sad, but it's also weird because it's going to be like, we know that, you know, she's probably doing it all.
In Thor 2, the device that Darcy and intern were running around and putting in the ground, that kept the reality warping from happening in that local area around the device.
Huh.
That's why Darcy's there, is to undo the weird reality warping that's going on with Wanda.
Yeah, it very well could be Darcy that comes onto the scene and uses her science to bring it all back or whatever. What's this last line here? What do they say at the end?
She says, well, I think we handled that well.
Nice. I can't wait
and
to see this.
And it goes back to fun.
And this is probably the last thing we're going to get. And I hope it is. I don't really want any more information. This is great, man. This looks really great. Hey, Miss Producer Ashley, anybody in the chat got anything that we should chat about before we move on to the, you know, record the next cast, as it were?
Sure. I have one from Jay Scotty, and he says, are we thinking each of the six episodes will focus on a specific era of sitcoms, or will we get a little bit in each and every episode?
Huh. I do get a sense that it's moving forward as it's going. Like, it's going to be... They're going to spend some time in one, move to the next, some time in one, move to the next thing. But I don't know that I think a whole, they'll spend an entire episode with one time period, you know?
Yeah.
It does seem like it's going to be a progression because it seems like the story is happening in order of the time periods, but.
Yeah.
It seems like there's too much story to tell in the right now time frame or in the, you know, the modern family or whatever. Like. There's too much story there for them to stay in, you know, past sitcom realities for too long. And especially with it only being six episodes, like that says to me that like they got to get moving if they're going to tell the story, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they definitely do. And it kind of depends on how many things they want to do. Like how many of these vignettes are they going to have? Are we going to have, is this the only six that we're going to see? Or are there going to be like 30 different TV shows represented, you know? Are they going to keep jumping through different genres and time periods and stuff, you know? I don't know.
Equal television representation.
Yeah.
What we've been asking for 200 years.
what? Anything else, Ash?
Nope. That's it for this one.
Okay, sweet. Well, thank you guys, and thank you, Ash, for joining us over here on the MCU cast today.
Well, thanks for having me. I love producing.
We love it. We love having you. We will be back again. If you didn't join us yesterday, we're going to have a different podcast drop every day this week. We had the announcement cast on, I think it was Monday or Sunday. And then yesterday we had Loki. Then today we had WandaVision, and we'll be dropping one about the Falcon Winter Soldier series and the What If series Thursday and Friday. So we got so much content coming at you. So much.
Yeah, we got so much of our content coming at you. We got so much Marvel content coming in the next year.
I cannot believe how much Marvel content there is.
It's absurd. And then there was the announcement today of the new series that like didn't even get talked about before.
Right. Oh, well, it's like a recap series, but still, like, it's crazy that there's another series.
It's something to watch, you know? It's something new to watch.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if it is just recapping old stuff.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow with another one. Another one. I'm DJ Khaled. Okay, sorry. I'll stop now.
No, no, you're Matthew.
No.
By the way, if you like...
You're so much better.
By the way, thank you. Thank you. If you like what we're doing here, please think about supporting us on Patreon. It really is helping us do more and grow more as a show and a network. So patreon.com/MCUcast, and you can support us and get some swag or some other things or whatever. All right. We love you. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.